Welcome to this class. My name is Steve Elzinger. I'm going to be with you for these 36 sessions together. The name of the class is Management by the Book. And when I say book, I mean the big book, the Bible. Interestingly enough, the Bible actually says a lot about management. We have the father-in-law of Moses, his name was Jethro. He actually comes to Moses and hands him a modern-day organizational chart, and we'll be looking at that. But we're going to be looking at what Jesus said about management. We're going to be looking at what the Apostle Paul had to say. The class is really divided into three sections. At first, we're going to look at what the Bible says about the tasks of a manager. Then we're going to look at the qualifications or kind of the personality of what a manager is. And then finally, we're going to look at it's the smallest book in the entire Bible, the book of Philemon, where Paul, who is in prison in Rome, writes Philemon, who has a runaway slave named Onesimus, and Paul has to deal with a tricky situation. And that whole book is a great study on how you deal with people. And if you're going to be a manager in a church, a manager in a nonprofit, or even a manager in a for-profit organization, you'll have to deal with people. That's what managers do. Now, management doesn't sound that glamorous, being called a manager. I don't know if people, you know, that's the first thing that they think of when they, you know, I want to grow up to be a manager. A lot of people think maybe an inventor or a leader. But the truth is, most organizations succeed or don't succeed because of the manager. There are a lot of people that have dreams and visions of doing this or doing that, but unless there's someone that comes along and makes it happen, maybe we shouldn't call these people managers. Maybe we should call them people that make things happen. They make it go. Without the manager, all the great ideas and all the plans that other people have never come to reality. Managers are not always liked because the manager is the one that has to get people to cooperate. The manager is the one that sort of drives projects forward. The manager is the one that, you know, has to tell people, look, you're not, you know, doing your part. The manager is trying to put all the different pieces together. And sometimes the manager has to be the one pushing things along, and people don't like that. A lot of times in an organization, you have manager types, and they're sitting in offices and, you know, playing on the computer. And then you have people on the floor who are actually doing the work. And the people on the floor resent the people sitting behind the screens and typing away and then telling people on the floor what to do. And then you have the owner of the company or the organization or the leader of the organization who you know, is busy dreaming and thinking and planning and talking to other people. And the manager can be sort of sandwiched in between the actual workers and the dreamer. And so a lot of times managers sort of get in trouble from both sides. But both sides, the people on the floor and the people dreaming, need the manager. Management is probably the most important thing in an organization. Maybe you're planting a church and you're the leader and you're the dreamer, but when you're planting a church, you don't have anyone else and you become the manager. If you're a parent, you are managing the raising of your children. If you're married, you have a marriage to manage. Management is everywhere. If you're the one in the family that takes care of the cooking and and cleaning and making sure the house is in order, that's all management. Management is about taking the complex, the many, and making it simplified and more organized. So I think you're going to enjoy this. I think you're going to learn some principles from the Bible that will help you to become a better manager. And I think you will see that as you manage things better, more things are organized, more things are put together, people are now cooperating, you'll actually see good things happen and you will accomplish the goals that you have in mind. So enjoy this class, go through each session, do all the homework, and my guess is at the end of it, you'll become a better manager than you are now.